96.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
What are the rules that you have for other people riding in your car? 916-909-1065. Let us know what they are. And we're getting into this because of an Uber driver that went viral for all the wrong reasons. A passenger got in his car, took a picture of the many, many rules that this Uber driver had posted and laminated hanging in the back of his car. First of all, it starts, "Greetings. I welcome you as my passenger. Here are car etiquette rules required to ensure a smooth ride for both of us."
Okay.
First one, pets are always welcome. They must remain either in your lap or on the floor at all times to avoid pet hair for the next passenger. Keep children safely seated at all times. No kicking my seat. Put earbuds in if you're taking a call. I do not want to hear speakerphone conversations. This goes for social media scrolling as well. I will not turn my radio off or down. Thank you very much as a radio personality. 2, inaudibly for your personal or business calls. I do not want to hear your corporate meetings or personal business dealings either. No exceptions. Do not ask me to.
Wow.
Do not eat or drink in my car. Water is fine. If you do, and a mess or smell is left, it will be reported to Uber and Lyft, and they will charge a cleaning fee starting at $50, no matter how small. There are so many more rules. I guess we'll go back to them. I want to talk to Ryan. He's been on hold for so long, though. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. We're doing great. What is a rule that you have for passengers riding in your car?
You know, I have a two-parter, actually.
Okay.
It doesn't apply anymore because I'm no longer a rideshare driver, but I keep my car a little bit messy, and I don't like people nagging me about it.
Oh, Kevin can relate to that one.
Well, so can Katie. I get you on that one. Like, you know what? It's my car. Leave me alone.
Yeah. Ryan, you were a rideshare driver at one point?
Yeah, I was. And my other rule is that you respect my personal boundaries. Back in 2017, I was actually molested by it was a terrible experience, and I kind of kept it inside. It's a huge emotional thing for me now, but I told him that I was married and had a wife and implied that I wasn't interested in him, but he kept on going. And
when you say going, like, was he in the back seat?
Yeah, he was in the back seat.
And he was, like, touching you?
He was putting his hands on me, and it was really uncomfortable. I told him to stop, and he didn't. I mean, it didn't go really any further than that, but,
this should be a boundary for all of life, though, not just right. When someone's in your car, but I understand.
Looking back on it, when I reflect on it, I don't know if a hot girl was in the back of my car doing that to me that I would react in the same way, which is why I didn't report him. But I should have. You know, it's about personal space, boundaries,
Yes.
So you didn't report, you did not report him. Do you feel regret about that?
I do feel regret because I dropped him off at the location. His friend was even in there, too, telling him to stop.
And oh, really? Was he drunk?
I dropped him off, and, you know, I just spent the rest of the night crying about it and, thinking about it,
Ryan, your story. Thank you first of all for being brave enough to talk about your story.
Absolutely.
Especially if you're still very triggered by it and stuff. Are you okay? Like, are you getting help and stuff?
No, I'm not getting any help. You know, just kind of let it go and play back in my memory. And
That's called PTSD, my friend.
Wow.
Do you want help? Do you want us to try to hook you up? Maybe we can talk to BetterHelp and get you some therapy.
You know, I've looked into that, and it's not that I'm not wanting to go through that. It's mainly a financial decision, but
we would take care of it.
I know you're plugging them right now, and that's fine, but But well,
what we're saying is we would like to gift that to you if
right.
we can.
Oh no, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay. All right.
Thank
all right.
You
well,
guys very much.
You change your mind about that, let us know. It sure makes the next rule in this Uber driver's list of cover your nose and mouth if you're coughing seem not that important anymore. But Ryan, thank you so much though for
call anytime,
buddy. All right.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good one, you guys.
Yeah, sure. Wow.